All right, buckle up, because today we are diving deep into The Wedding Party by Rebecca Heath.
Ooh, sounds juicy. A wedding, you say?
Oh yeah, but not just any wedding.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
We've got family drama, hidden motives, and maybe even a murder or two.
Whoa, hold on, murder? Where did that come from?
Well, we're also using some news clippings and other bits and pieces to get the full picture, and let me tell you, things get pretty dark.
So it's not just the wedding itself, there's more to it.
Way more.
I am so ready for this.
Think Big Little Lies meets Knives Out, but at an Australian beach wedding.
Okay, you had me at Australian beach wedding, but now I'm really hooked.
Perfect. Now let's start with one of those news clippings I mentioned.
Okay.
It talks about a body found on a luxury yacht.
That's not exactly the kind of wedding favor you want to find.
Exactly. And that's what immediately had me hooked.
Right, like who is this person and what does it have to do with the wedding?
So many questions. But let's back up a bit and set the scene. The book takes place in this seemingly idyllic Australian beach town called Refuge Bay.
Refuge Bay. The name sounds peaceful enough.
Right. Picture-perfect beaches, charming little beach shacks, you know, the vibe.
Oh, yeah, I can practically feel the sand between my toes.
But like I said, there's this undercurrent of darkness, like something lurking beneath the surface.
I see where this is going.
Oh, yeah. And those beach shacks are actually super important to the story.
Interesting, how so?
Well, there are three families, and each one lives in one of these shacks.
Okay.
And they're all connected in ways they don't even realize, their lives all tangled up by secrets from the past.
Oh, so it's like one of those everyone knows everyone small town situations.
Exactly, but with way higher stakes.
Got it.
So let's meet the bride, shall we?
Let's.
Her name is Adele, and she's a successful event planner.
Ooh, fancy.
She seems to have it all, and she's about to marry this wealthy and charming businessman named Jason.
Okay, so on paper, it sounds like a match made in heaven.
Right. But then you start picking up on these little hints that things aren't as perfect as they seem.
Like what?
Well, for starters, Adele starts getting these weird warnings about Jason.
Warnings from who?
That's the thing, it's not always clear. Sometimes it's just a cryptic comment from someone at a party. Other times it's like a note left anonymously.
Okay, so it's like someone is trying to tell her something, but not being very direct about it.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, is she really marrying the right man?
I'd be having second thoughts for sure.
Oh, and then there's Sophie.
Sophie.
Yeah, she's one of the bridesmaids. And let me tell you, she's carrying some serious baggage.
What kind of baggage?
Well, she went through a really traumatic experience a few years back, and she's still dealing with the fallout.
That's rough.
Yeah, and it's clear she's holding back, like guarding a secret that could
Yeah.
be the key to everything.
So she's got her own demons to fight while trying to be there for Adele.
Exactly. It
Okay.
adds a whole other layer of tension to the whole wedding party dynamic. And then we can't forget about Jason's grandmother, Dorothy.
Oh, what about her?
At first, she comes across as a little eccentric, maybe even a bit overbearing.
Grandmothers, am I right?
But there's this shrewdness to her, like she's always thinking 10 steps ahead.
Sounds like someone you don't want to cross.
Definitely. And there's this one incident at the rehearsal dinner. She interrupts the speeches and just takes over.
Oh no,
It's
awkward.
a small moment, but it speaks volumes about her character.
Like she needs to be in control.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder what lengths she'd go to get what she wants.
Okay, so we've got Adele who might be marrying the wrong guy, Sophie with her secrets, and Dorothy who's, well, Dorothy.
Right. But now things are about to get really interesting.
Even more interesting.
Oh, yeah, because the story takes us back in time, 12 years before the wedding.
Flashback time. I love a good flashback.
We learn about Ollie, Adele's brother, who drowned under mysterious circumstances.
Oh no, that's awful.
It was a huge tragedy for the families, and it's clear that the events of that night still haunt them.
Makes sense. Something like that would change everything.
And as we delve deeper into the past, we start to see how Ollie's death is connected to everything that's happening in the present.
So it's like the past is casting a shadow over the wedding.
Exactly. And then there's Melanie, Adele's mother.
What about her?
Well, she's absolutely consumed by grief over Ollie's death, and she's convinced that Jason is responsible.
Whoa, okay.
As the wedding gets closer, her behavior becomes more and more erratic.
You think her grief is clouding her judgment?
It's hard to say. Maybe she's seeing things more clearly than anyone else.
Either way, it sounds like she's a bit of a wild card.
Oh, definitely. She's like a ticking time bomb, and you just know something's gonna blow.
So much drama. I can't wait to hear what happens next. Yeah, like, Melanie, is she really gonna try to sabotage the wedding?
Well, let's just say the tension keeps building and building.
Oh, I
It's
bet.
like everyone is walking on eggshells, trying not to set her off.
Right, because she's already on edge.
Exactly.
So what happens next?
Well, as the big day approaches, things start to get really chaotic.
Oh no.
First, there's a fire at the original wedding venue.
What? A fire? Seriously?
Talk about bad luck.
That's insane. How does that even happen?
It's not totally clear, but it definitely throws a wrench in everyone's plans.
I can imagine.
And then Sophie, the bridesmaid we talked about, she goes missing.
Missing, like completely disappears.
Yeah, no one knows where she is.
That seems suspicious given everything else going on.
Right. And then, to top it all off, Melanie has this huge blowout with Tammy, Adele's mother.
Wow, so much for keeping things civil.
Yeah, it's like the whole facade of politeness just crumbles.
But what about Adele? How's she holding up with all this going on?
I know, right? She's trying to stay calm and focused on the wedding, but it's obvious that she's starting to have doubts.
About Jason.
Yeah, and about everything else, too. Like, is she making a huge mistake?
It's got to be hard with everyone around her falling apart.
Oh, absolutely. And then, on the actual wedding day, things escalate even further.
Oh boy, what happens now?
Well, remember that news clipping we talked about, the one about the body on the yacht?
Yeah.
It turns out that the victim is Fiona Lewis.
Fiona Lewis, the
The
mayor.
one and only.
Wow, that changes things. But how does she fit into all of this?
That's the million-dollar question.
Okay, but seriously, how does she die?
Well, it's not immediately clear, but there are definitely some suspicious circumstances surrounding her death.
I bet.
And remember how Melanie thought Jason was hiding something?
Yeah, and she was acting all erratic and everything.
Well, it turns out she was right.
Oh, no way.
It's revealed that Jason and Fiona had a secret relationship.
Whoa, a secret relationship with the mayor. That's juicy.
And not just any relationship.
What do you mean?
They were involved in some shady business dealings together, things that could have serious consequences if they were exposed.
Okay, now it's starting to feel like a real thriller.
Oh, yeah, and then things get even more intense.
How? How could they get any more intense?
Dorothy, Jason's grandmother, makes a shocking confession.
What kind of confession?
She admits to pushing Jason overboard during the wedding reception.
She pushed him overboard, like tried to kill him.
It seems that way.
But why? Why would she do that?
That's what everyone wants to know. It seems like she has her reasons, but they're not immediately clear.
I'm so confused right
I
now.
know, right? It's like every time you think you figured things out, there's another twist.
It's a total roller coaster.
And this is where it gets really messed up.
More messed up than attempted murder.
Adele finds out that Dorothy has been secretly taking photos of her.
Photos? What kind of photos?
Photos of her with Rory, the best man.
Okay, that's just creepy.
And it's clear that Dorothy is trying to use these photos to blackmail Adele.
Blackmail her. What does she want?
It seems like she wants Adele to stay with Jason, even though he's a total jerk.
But why? Why would she care so much?
Honestly, it's hard to say. Dorothy is a very complex character, and her motives are never fully revealed.
Ugh, I hate when villains have unclear motives.
I know it's frustrating,
Yeah.
but it also makes her a more compelling character,
Yeah,
in a way.
I guess so.
So, with Dorothy pulling strings in the background, Adele is left in a really tough spot.
Yeah, she's basically trapped.
And that's where we leave things at the end of part two.
So many loose ends. It's like Dorothy is the puppet master, and everyone else is just dancing to her tune.
Right. It's kind of brilliant, but also super messed up.
Totally. But it makes you think, you know,
About.
like how well do we really know the people in our lives?
Good point.
Because on the surface, Dorothy seems like this harmless old lady, but underneath, she's got this whole other agenda.
Yeah, she definitely proves that you should never underestimate anyone.
Especially not grandmothers, apparently.
For real.
Okay.
But beyond all the twists and turns, this book really makes you think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, how far would you go to protect your family?
Yeah, and what happens when those secrets you're trying to protect end up hurting the people you love?
It's like a ripple effect, you know? One bad decision can have consequences for years to come.
And sometimes those consequences are deadly.
Exactly. And that's what makes the wedding party so compelling.
It's not just a thriller, it's like a study of human nature, how we react when we're pushed to our limits.
Right. And each character deals with their grief and guilt in such different ways.
Like Melanie, she's so consumed by her need for revenge that she loses sight of everything else.
Yeah, and Sophie, she tries to bury her pain so deep that it ends up controlling her. And Adele, she's stuck in the middle trying to make sense of it all.
It's a lot for one bride to handle, that's for sure.
No kidding. but it makes for a pretty amazing story.
Absolutely. It's one of those books that you just can't put down.
And even after you finish it, you keep thinking about it, like trying to puzzle it all out.
And that's the mark of a truly great book, right?
Totally. So if you're looking for a read that will keep you on the edge of your seat, make you question everything you thought you knew, and leave you wanting more, The Wedding Party is definitely the book for you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a wild ride.
We hope we've piqued your interest and maybe even inspired you to pick up a copy of The Wedding Party.
And don't forget to let us know what you think.
Until next time, happy reading.